The latest financial troubles have meant more bad news for American cities. Some of them were already facing severe budget shortfalls, and now with credit getting tighter, it is getting harder to finance big city projects. Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa is on the line now. Welcome to the program, Mayor.
Well, thank you for having me on. I thought you were going to introduce me as a Bolivian rapper.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you do wear several different hats that I'm not aware of. But let's talk about the financial crisis. Last week, you denounced the $700 billion bailout plan in Congress. And this week, though, you implored Congress to pass it, or a version of it at least. Why the change?
Well, we denounced the initial proposal by Secretary Paulson and the Bush administration to give one man the power to disperse $700 billion in a bailout package was neither reviewable by the Congress or appealable to the highest courts. That's different from the subsequent package that was hammered out. What we've said is, look, Congress needs to get back to the drawing board and hammer out a package. This isn't a time for partisan bickering. None of us are happy about the federal government having to devote hundreds of billions of dollars to bail out failed out lenders and investors. But the consequences of doing nothing to fix it is intolerable. As city leaders, we have an opportunity and obligation to demonstrate strong fiscal management to ensure the financial health of the city, and we expect the Congress to do the same.
So you like the second package, or at least maybe the third package that the Senate is taking up tonight?
I think this third package is an improvement, yes. And I think most of the people that live in cities across the country are looking for leadership and bipartisanship right now.
Well, nearly half of the California delegation voted against it, and many liberal Democrats and many Democrats that are representing Hispanic and Black districts who say it's not good for our constituents. So how do you turn to your constituents, a majority of them who are minorities, and turn to them and say, yeah, this is good for you?
What I'm saying is very clearly that this is a crisis. A meltdown in the financial markets and a meltdown in the Congress as well. What we're saying is very clearly that we can't afford not to do anything, that we've got to continue to reach across the aisle to come up with a resolution here. We can't just sit there and not do anything. And from our vantage point, if AIG had gone down, they hold most of the municipal paper, the loans, for cities all across the country, including the city of Los Angeles. The impact on our pension funds, the impact on revenues with a continued crisis is great. And our point, my point specifically was, let's get back to work and get beyond the partisanship. What I mean by that is that we got to get something done and done as quickly as possible, something that addresses the needs of Main Street, as some of the folks who oppose this measure, but also that makes sure that we have enough liquidity in the markets that we don't have an even greater meltdown.
Are you already seeing the effects of the credit crunch and of the problems in raising debt to finance big projects and having to pay higher interest rates now?
Well, what we've seen is that credit's been drying up for some time now. We have some very big projects slated here in the city of Los Angeles that are great, that pencil out, but we've just been unable. The developers involved and very reputable, nationally recognized developers have been unable to get the construction loans they need, the financing that would have otherwise been available.
Big projects and, like schools, like office buildings, things like that?
Well, big projects primarily like schools would come from, other bonds that have been approved already. But no, big projects like use projects, commercial housing, downtown, condo developments, hotels, yes.
So the whole revitalization of downtown is what you're talking about?
Not the whole revitalization of downtown. We're on track to revitalize. But yes, there have been some projects that have been impacted, as I said, by tightening in the credit market and the like.
Okay. Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, madam.